Michael Schumacher. Look at that! 3/10 of a second faster! Fantastic! Absolutely incredible!
Well, the championship hots up there, all even up at the front, and we're going into Germany. Very much Mercedes ground and also BMW ground. But will the German leg be enough to beat the Ferraris? Well, we're going to be looking at the practice sessions 1 and 2 and see who is looking hot and who is very much looking not. Yep, that's a tragic rhyme there. Anyway, this is F189. Round 10, Germany practice cast. I'm JK. See you at the other end of this. Well, let's get straight to it. And it was the German-engined McLaren team that were up front in the first practice session. And the British Grand Prix winner, Lewis Hamilton, who set the pace for that opening session. This is from planetf1.com as well. But the McLaren driver, he ended up clocking a 1:15.537. Yes, it all began on a wet track, and it was made even more so by rain falling 10 minutes into the session. We had Piquet Jr. set the first lap time, a 1:35.054. Must have been wet, because what, 20 seconds? And, well, 1:15, 20 seconds faster was the eventual fastest time. But anyway, after 30 minutes, the two Ferraris finally made their appearance while the rain shower abated. Massa quickly moved to the top of the timesheets with a 1:27.8. However, he lost out seconds later as a fast Kimi Raikkonen bettered his time by just over a quarter of a second. Then Raikkonen continued to lap with a drive line forming, allowing him to take over a second off his previous best. Massa, though, bettered his time, taking the P1 slot back as Rubens Barrichello, Timo Glock, Bourdais and Alonso completing the top six at the halfway point of the session. Now, with the track drying out, fast German driver and new Red Bull signee Sebastian Vettel was the first to use the dry tyres, immediately taking the top. 1:22.381. That was 2.5 seconds up on Massa's best time. But remember, Massa was on those intermediate tyres. His teammate Bourdais was the next to put on dry tyres, going second quickest. The two Toro Rosso drivers were overhauled eventually by Force India's Adrian Sutil, one of 5 Germans lining up on the grid. He was replaced at the top by another German. Yep, Quick Nick is back. BMW's Nick Heidfeld, his turn at the front. But he was overtaken soon by Sutil, with Timo Glock, another German, going third quickest. Glock improved to second place, with Nico Rosberg taking third, which put all 5 Germans in the top six with half an hour left to play. The lap times tumbled, though, in the last 20 minutes, with Rosberg, Raikkonen, Webber, Alonso, Massa, Hamilton and Kovalainen all taking the turn at the top. But the session eventually ended with the British Grand Prix winner, McLaren's Lewis Hamilton. Yep, Lewis Hamilton on top in that practice session number one. Well done to him. But as you say, how much can he really tell from a wet session? Not all that much. But anyway, here is the rundown. What if fast it is the German-engined McLaren driver, yes, the British Grand Prix winner, Lewis Hamilton. That's a mouthful. Second, his teammate, everybody's favourite Finn, according to Ron Dennis, Kovalainen. Third, Massa in the Ferrari. Fourth, Alonso in the Renault. Fifth, Kimi Raikkonen in the other Ferrari. Sixth, Rosberg in the Williams. Seventh, Vettel. Eighth, Heidfeld. Ninth, Nakajima in the Williams. Tenth, Piquet in the Renault. 11th, David Coulthard in the Red Bull. 12th, Button in the Honda. 13th, Glock. 14th, Mark Webber in the other Red Bull. 15th, Fisichello in the Force India. 16th, Barrichello. 17th, Jarno Trulli. 18th, Sutil. 19th, Robert Kubica in the BMW. And last, Sebastian Bourdais in the Toro Rosso. Well, before we get into the second practice session, let's take a look around the Hockenheim circuit with a former F1 driver, F1 veteran, now turned NASCAR driver, one Pablo Montoya. But before we get there, yes, it's Hockenheim, but let's be honest, it's very much the sanitized Hockenheim. Yes, do you remember when it went into the woods, that lovely long track, kind of like a Monza? You know, it was one of the power circuits of the year. Not so much anymore. Herman Tilke, yes, the renowned track man, I feel has completely ruined Hockenheim, and it's one of my lesser races now of the year. It used to be one of my favourites with those long straights. What do you think? But anyway, enough of me ranting. Here is that lap.
Let's take a look at how and why Montoya stole the pole here in Hockenheim. 185 miles an hour down into turn one. Braking at 60 metres before the corner, constantly on the throttle, even through the apex, and already on his way down to two. Quite cautious here, braking at the 100 metre pole, but you've got to stay nice and tight on the right-hand side. The left kink comes immediately ahead of you, now building up to the highest speed around this racetrack, something over 190 miles an hour, down to the Spitz hairpin. Engine singing nicely, braking in a straight line. Crosses his arms in the middle. You fail your driving test for that, but that's the only way in a Formula One car. You have to keep your hands on the wheel. No space to move. The right flat kink then into the Mercedes-Benz corner. Really supremely neat and tidy. Carrying good speed through the apex. Not using too much curb. And still able to keep some throttle on all the way through that corner. The motor drove ahead. Let's watch this. 165 down to 110, and again, always on the throttle pedal. Sachs curve, you must stay low. That's where all the grip is here, and better traction through the exit. Ride those curves gently. Now the back end of the car wants to step out, so don't attack too much. And this is where he got it for me over Ralf Schumacher. Again, keeping throttle on all the way through the final corner. Pole position.
Well, thanks there, Martin and Montoya. But let's get into that second practice session and who is fastest. Well, at the top of the timesheet, it was very similar. It was the German engine-powered British Grand Prix winner, the mouthful, yes, Lewis Hamilton. He made it 2 from 2 in Germany on Friday when he posted the fastest time in the day's second practice session. Yes, we had Sebastian Vettel. He set the first competitive time of the afternoon. This time he started with a 118.431, a bit faster than the last one. But anyway, the German, who recently signed on as a DC's replacement for next season, continued lapping, shaving almost 2 seconds off his time before he was overhauled by the two McLaren drivers. Yes, Lewis Hamilton hit the top of the timesheets with a 115.8, while his teammate Kovalainen went second. Now, the Finn, though, dropped fast with Massa Heidfeld both edging ahead of him. Raikkonen slotted into third at the time, behind Massa, as the two Ferraris and McLarens ended up fighting for supremacy. Now, Bordet of the Sebastian variety, he pulled his Toro Rosso garage with a technical problem that almost caught out Hamilton when the McLaren driver suddenly found a slowish Toro Rosso entering the stadium section. The Brit, though, managed to avoid contact. Kazuki Nakajima also had problems as he ventured out, only to return to his garage without setting a time. Now, behind the McLaren-Ferrari battle for the top four slots, we had Vettel, Rosberg and Jarno Trulli, Nick Heidfeld, Alonso and Robert Kubica fought for a top eight time. The six drivers are separated by a quarter of a second. Now, just past the halfway mark, Massa overhauled Hamilton with a 115.7, afterward heading through the pits for a practice start before returning to the track. Nakajima returned to the track with half an hour left of the session after his team worked quite hard to fix his car, but the Williams went P18 on the first time, on his first time of the session. Now, Massa using soft rubber improved to a 115.7, with Hamilton following close behind, just, what, 17 thousandths of a second off the pace? Now, the final 5 minutes of the session saw almost the entire field put a lap on the softer tyres in a bid to put in that fantastic final lap. And the session ended just moments after Hamilton put in a blistering 115.025, which consisted of the three fastest sector times, taking that P1 slot away from fellow championship contender Felipe Massa. So let's get that rundown.
Yeah.
Well, two from two, Lewis Hamilton goes fastest again. But this time in second is the Ferrari of Felipe Massa and Kimi Raikkonen, very close to each other. But, well, Lewis Hamilton is 7/10 faster. In fourth, we have Kovalainen in the other McLaren. Fifth, Webber in the Red Bull. Sixth, Alonso in the Renault. Seventh, Rosberg in the Williams. Eighth, Robert Kubica. Yes, BMW's home race. In ninth, Heidfeld in the other BMW. Tenth, David Coulthard in the Red Bull. 11th, Sebastian Vettel. 12th, Jarno Trulli. 13th, Jenson Button in the Honda. 14th, Rubens Barrichello. 15th, Nelson Piquet of the Junior Variety. 16th, Timo Glock. 17th, Nakajima in the Williams. 18th, Bourdais. 19th, Suttle in the Force India. And last, but hopefully not least, Giancarlo Fisichella in the other Force India. Well, what's with all the news going around the paddock? Well, Lewis expects his rivals to close up after a very good opening Friday. Yes, Lewis Hamilton's played down his advantage in Friday's second practice session and is still expecting a tight battle at the front in Germany. This is from ITVF1.com. Yes, as we know, the championship leader topped both sessions, and in the second one he was 7/10 of a second faster, but the McLaren driver is not letting his strong time lull him into a false sense of security. He said, "It's not such a huge gap, really." He went on to say that, "I think you'll see tomorrow everybody will be very close. You guys get a little bit excited and it's testing. You don't know what you're doing and you don't know what they're doing." So, nevertheless, McLaren's strong Friday performance suggests the team could well be the one to beat in Germany, after also setting the pace at last week's pre-test. Hamilton, though, acknowledges that the team has made some big improvements to its car since Ferrari's dominant victory at Magny-Cours last month. He said, "We have made some very good steps forward. I think it is just through development, evolution of the car. Although we have made some good steps forward, we still have a long way to go." So there you go, Lewis Hamilton, probably a very happy Lewis Hamilton going to bag. And, well, Robert Kubica believes his crash in the first practice session at Hockenheim has put him on the back foot going into the weekend. He said, "We tested the tyre compounds and did some basic setup work. Unfortunately, this morning I touched the white line with the groove tyres. There was some standing water. I lost control of the car and hit the barrier. However, we did not miss a lot of running time in the dry." So that's quite important there. But as he said, if you miss one practice session, it does and tends to put you on the back foot. As an electrical problem delays Webber. Yes, Webber is confident Red Bull is in good shape at this weekend's German Grand Prix. He said, "We didn't get all the running we expected to, as we had an electrical problem with the car this afternoon and we were a little on the back foot." There you go, back foot again. But he said, "But at least we did some testing here last week and we've got some good information to go through. The temperatures are unusually cool this year and that's something we have to get used to. Normally the German Grand Prix is pretty hot, but nonetheless we'll be fighting as usual." Teammate David Coulthard had an uneventful day, finishing both sessions on the fringes of the top 10. He said, "A green track means it's more difficult regarding tyres, as the track's rubbering in, which has an effect on graining and things like that, but it's the same for everyone. Other than that, it was a normal Friday practice for us." So both Red Bulls once again looking like they can get into that top 10, but can they get that elusive double points finish that's kind of been evading them of recent? So there you go, fingers crossed. And any other news? Well, as I've said earlier, and I said in the last podcast, we have Sebastian Vettel. Yes, Sebastian Vettel has become Coulthard's replacement for next year at the Red Bull team. And there you go. So stay tuned for F1. This has been episode 89. Next time we'll be speaking to you will be after the qualifying session, where we're going, obviously, to review it. Who is going to be fastest? Fingers crossed. I can't wait. It should be a good qualifying session. Will it be dry? Oh, goodness me. Imagine a wet qualifying session, a topsy-turvy grid for an exciting race on Sunday. As I said, all I ask for is an exciting race and something to talk to you guys about. Anyway, this has been JK signing out. Have a good weekend and speak to you after qualifying.